Mayabusha. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Adonai. El Elyon, we worship you. Thank you for today. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace. Thank you for your water of life that is flowing even in our midst. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the ministration of your spirit, even tonight. Father, we worship you. We have come to seek your face. We have come to seek you. Thank you. Masina kaya mataya dima na tama na dima tama dima tama. Masina darano shata ya bakasa taya ba. Vresino to brenegema te merema shimrenes venenata. Metive ne dine metene deno. Sedinema. Mekika. Pression. Hono masa hono. Meno to hono. Tamish hono. Hono, hono, we honor, 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 we honor you, honor, thank you, honor, 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 I am to honor you, I will honor you, I bring you honor. Honor, I bring you honor to honor you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. Glory, glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. I bring upon you glories. For you see, in this meeting that you are, I am initiating you into ministries of glories. For this is not just another meeting. For I called you here to be here, for to partake of this dispensation, even at this time. For there are men of honor to be raised, even at this hour. Men of honor to carry that which is blessing from the lips. Blessings from the lips of the priest. For Christ, yes, is your high priest, speaking better things than that of Abel. I minister honor, for I am Christ. Christ in Christ. I am Christ. Christ I am. I am Christ. And I bring you honor. Even I, Christ, minister these things to you. I bring it to you, for I am Christ. I am Christ. And I am Christ to Christ in you. To Christ in you. To bring you to Christ. To bring you to me. I have decided to come. And visit you. I am visiting you even now. Even now. Visitations. 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 For my visitations are for your blessings. My visitations are for your blessings. Haven't you heard? blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I have come to bless you. I will visit you and you will see me. You will see me. For I have decided to reveal myself even unto you, to give you sight. For you will begin to see even many, many visitations of me. Visitations of me I will bring to you. For you see, these visitations are not just visions that you expect, but they are initiations into that which is Christ, that which is me and my Father. I am bringing you visitations, light visitations, visiting you to bring you into the content of my life, even the very content of my life. For you are in a new season of visitations. I have visited you before. I am visiting you now, and I will yet visit you. For my visitations are not done. For there are many comings of mine. I am coming to you. I am coming to you. I bless you with the blessings of my lips. I bless you with the blessings of my lips. For I will yet write upon you my new name. I will yet write upon you my new name. I will write. Mahatavena Sikaya Basheta. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for your visitation. We honor you. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we worship. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's have a seat. Thank you. Please. Amen. I wouldn't take much of our time. I'm just going to exhort a little bit, before I bring mommy to minister to us. Whenever you see mommy, just, you know, you see an angel. The reason why I say that is because when you just see her heart, you know, you just see the love with which she loved us all. She's a mother to us, and she's a blessing to us. She has blessed us greatly, and we honor you, ma. We honor you graciously, and the Lord will continue to bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are blessed so far? Amen. I am greatly blessed, and I know we are in for more blessings. Amen. Normally, I'm a very shy person, so I don't like to stay much. So I don't like to say much. So I'm just gonna say a little bit, and then, you know, I bring our mommy up. So you know, we've been hearing so many things since we started this convention, and one of the key things is we are in for a blessing because God has decided to bless us. You know, many a times, I know Daddy mentioned one time that, you know, when we hear blessings, what comes to us is, you know, the normal things of life. You know, He blessed me with a good house. The ephemeral things that will not last. Things that when you look at, before you blink your eyes, your joy is gone. You know, there are many things that brings joy to our soul, but they are not the everlasting joy. But what God really wants to give us is that which is eternal. You know, joy is not just, you know, when I'm happy. No, joy actually comes from the life of God. And, you know, it's a spring, you know, that flows from the throne. Joy himself, when you look at joy, is actually the nature of God that flows from the prophetic life inside him. So, you know, when we hear blessings, it's not just, you know, the things we think of, but just imagine yourself ascending into that which makes God up. That is true blessing. You know, a man is not blessed until he has actually received that which is of God. You know, we have received many things, many great things, you know, that we call blessings. You know, when we are even giving testimony, we want to thank God, God has blessed me. You know, but the true blessing is really when a man can lay hold of that which is of God. So when you take the whole creator of the universe and you bring him up and like, okay, this is who made me. This is who made the universe. And then he said, I want to give myself to you. That is blessing. You know, when he couldn't think of how to bless a man, you know, how do I bless men? He couldn't just come like that. Then he had to create a technology, which is Christ. And then when he raised Christ, he said, through Christ I will bless many. And that is the dispensation we are receiving even now. Eh? How many of us want to receive more of Christ? You know, Daddy was teaching us, you know, from yesterday till this morning. You know, he talked about glory. He talked about, you know, having the law. Because what makes a man up are laws. And he mentioned, he just gave, say a plane flies, right? What's made the plane? Our laws, just the law, just gave it a body to fly. The first thing that came to mind was, I just thought of it straight up, like, wow. As an engineer, you know, all you deal with is laws. You know, the law of forces, you know, lift, thrust, all that. And to actually put those theories into reality is what we see manifest as a plane. So basically, when you see a plane flying, it's not just the turbine or the blade spinning inside. It is actually operating upon the laws by which it is built. And that is what we should be. We should walk according to the laws of life, which is in Christ Jesus. And one of the key things that Daddy was saying this morning is life. Because what the men of old were using to live was a measure of life. They could live for almost 1,000 years. And, you know, sons of God now got married to the daughters of men, and then their life was cut short. And then Daddy was explaining further. What Christ is ministering from Eden is actually life. Because what Adam left was life. Because the blessing that God gave Adam was to partake of the tree of life. And that is the package that God has given him. But he failed. But God said, even you have failed, I'm bringing blessings to you again. See, for the life that was lost in Eden, I'm going to bring it back to you. And that is what we are receiving. No, we are just sitting and listening to words. It is not just words. They are spirit. And what can spirit do? Spirit is able to make sons. Spirit is what actually makes. Because the letter kills, but the spirit what gives life. So when we begin to encounter that which is the spirit of the word, what we are actually encountering is actually what makes up God. So it is the makeup of God that we are encountering. What does it mean to encounter? You know, encounter something. Oh, I met a man today. You know, for example, you know, when I encounter my brother James, you know, I knew I encountered someone because he has a particular nature. He laughs a lot. Even when it is sad, he laughs. Even when the situation is ugly, just seeing you bust into laugh, like, when he's laughing, you'll be like, what kind of laugh is this? No, what made him up is that characteristics. So which means there are characteristics that makes God up. And those things are not far-fetched. They are not. We can actually come into the power that makes up God. When we begin to encounter the spirit of the word, we are now entering into the actual waters of the life of God. You know that, you know, we always hear in Revelations, water flowing from the throne. It's not magical. Is telling us about the content of the throne that is flowing out, which is that which is inside God that begins to flow to man. So what is inside God is coming to you, and it can only be actually received when the spirit of the word is present to reveal and to give access into the word. And I know God is going to give us even further access into his word so that we can take that which is our inheritance and what? Make it in life. We all receive life. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. So without further ado, I'd like to bring our mommy. She's a mother. She's, like I've said, she's a blessing to us. So mommy, please come and bless us, ma'am. Praise the Lord.